yukube sa, makube jangjo, yukube inge. Respect to Buddha Dharma, towards your spiritual, towards your higher power. Respect
your spiritual has three parts. So lukubesa, respect from your physical body, doing prostrations, sitting upright in a meditation posture. It's a sign of respect from your physical perspective. Makube chamdo, you recite mantra, secret mantra, cumulate the secret mantra, and reduce idle talk. It's a form of respect from your speech. Yikube tingin zen, respect from your mind, the sign of respect from your mind is samadhi, meditate. Rested in the natural state, which we talked about that yesterday a lot. Yikube tingin zen. Anytime, anywhere, when you bring your attention one-pointedly and relax in natural state, it's a form of respect to your higher power. It is a form of respect to yourself. And keep that in mind while you are resting or rest in natural state. Simply rest in natural state. In a natural state, there will be no anxiety. In a natural state, there are no monkey mind. In natural state, you are 100% organic or 100% pure and no pollution, no artifacts in your mind. So let's meditate as pure as you can. And perfect tranquility. Tranquility. Perfect openness. Perfect, clear, clear, crystal clear. No filters, no rubbers, no problems. Goma Bajena. Bodhi Zavalamarum Bodhi Tagi Jeva Bimedeyo Kodin Jembe Gone Jizun Kuzodo Jiguro Zodo Bodhi Zavalamarum Bodhi Tagi Jeva Bimedeyo Kodin Jembe Gone Jizun Kuzodo Jiguro Zodo Namo Yalo Yagada Lodo Nijinga Tumana Dame Yagada Rupo Ganyo Tagi Jizun Bodhi Tagi Jizun Bodhi Tagi Jizun Bodhi So, good morning, everybody. And in my mind, it's a beautiful day, and also happy because we are all here. So today I decided to talk about Karmapa, our lineage holder, and some of the his qualities. And a little bit time we have, a little bit understanding I have, we just go well together. Karmapa's quality, first of all, foremost, is Karmapa. The word Karmapa is a Sanskrit word, and it's a Sanskrit word that is connotation or the explanation is activities. So when we say Karmapa Chinno, or when we recite mantra, Karmapa Chenno, means then the activities of all Buddhas and Bodhisattva, may you see me. Or activities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattva, help me. Or activities of Buddhas and Bodhisattva, look at me. So, among the crowd of unenlightened beings, there are certain people calling him down there to stand up, says, look at me, I'm here, and help me. Where is your power? That is something. When we say Karmapa Chenno, you need to know what that means. So that's the short form of talking about that. The Karmapa is also the first reincarnated, formally recognized Lama. Guru, Bodhisattva, in the land of Tibet. There might be many Bodhisattva recognized by Lord Buddha. When time of Shakyamuni Buddha, during his time, but when the Dharma shipped or the Dharma spread out land of snow, the Tibet, he was the leader, a number one leader. In a sense, he was first reincarnated Lama. And how we know he's the first reincarnated Lama? Quoting sutra, teachings direct from Buddha. According to Tantra, teachings come from Mahasiddhas of 84 Mahasiddhas, including Guru Pema Sambhava. All of them prophesize, says they're going to be name of Karmapa will arise and will turn the wheel of Dharma. Bodhisattva, name of Karmapa. So, from the Vajrayana or Tantric school and Sutra school, which is the foundation of all the teachings, the foundation of layout by Lord Buddha Shakyamuni. So, this both no contradicts, both agrees about there is a bodhisattva, which means certain being will reincarnate it in the future, will understand this Dharma, will understand the spiritual, will use the spiritual and spread out, and will protect all those need to protect in the future. So that's the highlight or the title the subject is. And particularly, yeah, one more. Particularly, let's say if you are interested about the Karmapa or purposes and the history of Karmapa, the history books are available that you can buy. Many months you can read and study. And in some of the glimpse of even YouTube's, the Karmapa's histories everywhere, including we posted some of them back in many few years ago. So there is a lot of material, the books and tapes, throughout the United States as well as international scale, Europe as well as in China. I mean, it's so funny or it's so interesting, is even in China, Chinese history and some are dating back to first, second Karmapa, back to there, and it's a 17th Karmapa. Now we are talking about 9 years ago for the Karmapa history. Before 9 years ago, relationship with China, especially some of these emperors, or some of these, you might say, kings or emperors, back then, they have the Karmapa's history, even in China. It was no small history. It was the Karmapa's miracles, supernatural powers, and his qualities that the emperor and some of these emperor and kings have to be their guru or none other than that. Or if they are not try to become a guru, if it's a fail to take the Karmapa as their guru, they want to destroy it because it's too powerful. So when they are try to kill them and destroy them, Karmapas, they have a lot of problems, supernatural powers. And they seems like can't defeat Karmapa. So the next choice is to take them that as a guru. So the next choice is they took the Karmapa as their guru. In fact, in a history in China, it's very clear. I also found the Karmapa is a very international guru, because in Taiwan, and one of their histories says the Karmapas, the spiritual influence and power are clearly stated in a Taiwanese history as well. Now we're talking about Mongol country, Bhutan. Of course, Bhutan is part of Tibet, but now it's an independent country. Sikkim, Nepal, All these countries, you find out that the Karmapas is the only guru of all. The only guru. Those who feel like to be guru, those who feel like the Karmapa is your guru, they all agree. So it's more international. Of course, the United States is one big country, but the Karmapa's activity is not limited only United States. It's everywhere, including China, India. In India, we have many holiness, many lamas. Nobody more powerful from spiritual figure, the Karmapa, than nobody. Your question might be Dalai Lama. Dalai Lama is much popular in some ways than a Karmapa. You need to remember how old Dalai Lama is now. He worked many, many years to earn Nobel Peace Prize. He worked with international peace and human rights, everything. So he's very popular. But in a spiritual, without the politics, without the figure of the Tibetan country, without nothing to do with the Tibetan country, how many great lamas are there? Who is more popular? Who is more powerful? Who is more historically recognized? The only one is Karmapa. So that Karmapa is our lineage holder. And that Karmapa blessings is empowering all of us. And I want you to not freak out, but enjoy about it. Means I don't want you to scare hell of them, but I want you to enjoy his mandala, his energy, and his blessings. For that perspective, let me talk about some of the qualities of the Karmapa right here in front of me. The science of the activities of Buddha's Bodhisattva. He is a Bodhisattva. The Karmapa is a Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva of three times, past, present, future. He reveals slowly but naturally. Nobody is threatening anybody. Naturally, all sentient beings who come to contact with him, they begin to bless it, they begin to like it, they begin to attach to him. Why? You tell me why. For example, when you first see Karmapa, you may notice that he has a special qualities. In other words, we are sitting next to other human beings all the time. We are running into other human beings all the time. You tell me that when you see the 5 feet away from him, how you feel. You tell me how you feel. What's going on? Are you shrinking? Are you shaking? Is Karmapa showing you a grenade or hand bomb or something? Or is he smiling and gentle and open mind? What's happening with you? Why most people even can't remember what to say? That means he has a special qualities. It is unlike ordinary people. He has a special qualities. You witness and you like it and you like to follow him. As close as you can follow. But remember, millions of people Thousands of people in his lifetime will like him. So you're just one of them. You can't really. The maximum time you can get all the way from Dallas to the New York and buy air ticket and rent a hotel. And if you get near him a few seconds, you're so happy and come back. But if you use with skillfully some llamas and push the llama in front of you, and then you follow behind, you might even get a take a picture, blessing, and all kinds of things can happen. And even talking. And there's a communication exchange. That's because you're using, you're very skillful, putting another llama who seems like important there. So put that in front, and then you're just kind of hiding behind and follow. Of course, I'm not talking about us. We're talking about the other group. So you can feel the special qualities of the Karmapa. He instantly delights those beings who have enthusiastic faith. It is obvious. It is countless beings' experience that instantly you feel happy around him. And your faith and devotion, no control, out of control, arises. What's going on? He's not saying anything. He didn't say, give me everything. He is just being there. But he has a special quality because you can feel that right that moment, instantly. It doesn't need a time. It does not need anything, pull out a book, computer open, nothing. It just happens instantly, spontaneously. So that's another quality. Karmapa prestige wisdom is beyond measure and inconceivable. When he was 7 or 8 years ago, I felt, I probably share with you guys, talking with somebody 30, 40 years old. And when he is 20, I already feel like I'm talking to the 60 or 70 year old. Now he's getting close to 30, I already feel like 70 or 80 years old person I'm talking about. Most ordinary human beings in this society, some 30 years old, still they want to be mommy and daddy nearby. In a Karmapa's case, when he was 7 or 8 years, he put in a big throne, says, give empowerment and teach. And guess what, how many people did? Video I have seen, and documentary I have seen. 20, 30,000 people are surrounded with him. And he is 6 or 7 years old. I was wondering, if it's an ordinary person, he will get a heart attack or fell out from the throne because he never done that. And what's going on here? But he was very calm. He was immediately conducting the ceremony. Right away, first time he thrown, 20, 30 people already surrounded with him, and he never done that before. I will say that's a special quality. So that's one of the special quality. Karmapa's wisdom is beyond measure and inconceivable for ordinary beings. It seems his wisdom has no pendants. I hear many things. I notice many things. One of them, there is a lama, very popular young lama. He's in a retreat somewhere now, Minjo Rinpoche. Some of you know him. Minjo Rinpoche is a high ranking tuku. He's also in a lineage, a tree, the refuge tree. So he's already a very high ranking lama. He was young, but not as young as Karmapa. Maybe a 5, 6, 7 years older. I don't know exact age difference. So he goes see Karmapa and play with the Karmapa a little bit and say, I want to challenge your memory, memorizing. So they have a challenge. It's on YouTube, by the way. So I'm not making up story. So you can go and look at. It's also talking in English. Now I remember that. So basically it's saying that they text behind me up there, Buddhist texts, hundreds and hundreds pages, texts. Randomly they pick up 2 pages. And then one page give it to Karmapa, one page holding by this young, high-ranking Rinpoche, Tulku, and says, see, we can set up the time, see who can memorize the one page for both of us. So the young Rinpoche keep reading very loudly, and he is also very good compared with ordinary people because he can memorize a page. He says 7 or 8 times a read or 21 times he read, then he no need a page. The whole page is this long to Buddhist text. So he can remember that and after read 7 times or 21 times. I don't remember exact number. It's on YouTube. And then the Karmapa was not reading loudly. He was kind of like this, like that. After he read, the other Rinpoche is reading quickly. And after he read a few times, and Karmapa says, let's challenge now. And then Karmapa read completely a page, and the other person could not memorize all of them that fast. That shows that contest happened a couple years ago, and I think 5, 6 years ago. That shows the Karmapa brought some wisdom and some merit previously incarnation. Because it's not human, it's kind of a little bit superhuman, in my opinion. That's one of them. Recently, I heard from Karmapa, another sources, and very closely, his memory that one time he contact, he does not forget. I like that. For ordinary human beings, you and me, we have short memory, then we have long-term memory, and sometimes they're on the way each other. Sometimes one of them is a little okay, but the other one not so okay, if you understand what I'm talking about. Very often times we have to do like this. Why I forget. But his memory is also like that. That shows other special quality. So his wisdom is beyond measure, inconceivable for ordinary beings. His vision is a phantom, or distance of his vision, we can't really measure them. We can only appreciate them. Now, next part, Karmapa is fearless in his activities. Fearless in his activities when he was a little child. Now he is a little over teenage. But he, how he contact with the people, he's fearless. No matter international, interact with people, diplomatic people, religious leaders all over the world, and scientists, the head of the brain, all of them, he's fearless. He does not have any fear. It's acting like a lion walking in the jungle where we are teeny tiny bugs. He's a fearless. He's a fearless in his activities. As a lion in a jungle, and his powers are limitless, in my opinion. And I share that with you. Some of you truly depend on me. So I'm sharing that with you. He reveals the genuine teacher. The world today, we need a spiritual leader. Somebody we can count on. Somebody we can look up. We have a lot of corruptions. We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of confusions on this planet Earth. By the name of religion, non-religion, you name it. But we need a good leader. So, to me, Kamapa reveals the genuine teacher for all beings in the 21st century. Now, in the 21st century, in our time table, I think he may be the only one that we have hopes and dreams to lead people in the right direction. I have a hope that he will bring not just only Buddhist, but the international religious harmony. I'm hoping he will bring together. I have a hope that he will also save the Mother Earth in a Buddhist way, and then a non-Buddhist way, compromise to save the planet Earth, which is our home. We cannot lose our home because we all become homeless. That's not good. We cannot put a pollution, destroy the home. Once we lose the home, we lose everything. Because the home is where the food is. But the home is where you sleep. The home is where you spend most time. So we lose home, we lose everything. We lose the plants, we lose food, everything chemical. Then we lose everything. Next thing, there's no food, there's no home. So the inhabitants and habitats during the Kamapa 21st century, I hope he will restore it and save the planet Earth with team up with international awareness. I hope he will open the international awareness on how to save the planet Earth. He is a guru to all beings and role model for all bodhisattvas. Within a Tibetan sect schools, including Bon tradition, there will be five different schools, generally speaking. There is a lot of what we call Kariwei. Kariwei is the word I use. What it means, they're all focusing on something, but sometimes our focus is on the wrong, focus on less important things, and left most important things is we are not focusing. According to four, five, the schools of the Tibetan spiritual religion or Dharma. I was hoping the Kamapa is a guru. I was hoping he will correct the sidetracks and refocus on regional Buddha's doctrine, more focus rather than commentary of the commentary, you're focusing on that. By the time 10 times a commentary come out of 10 times, then the subject matter is totally talking about something different, but that's how all religion, but not talk about that. But But basically, come up and say, wait a minute, we're going too far. Let's go back to the original. Let's go back to the very origin of where the teaching is. And let's go back to the origin. Let's not talk about cultural adaptation of the culture. The culture, different country, different culture. The Kamapa says, well, let's go back to original, how the Buddha, time of the Buddha, and Bodhisattva, and Arahat, time of back to 2,500 years ago. Let's go back some of those, because we seem to like focus on different issues right now. And I really hope 21st century, the Kamapa will do something like that. He's already doing the vegetarian cases. He's already doing hundreds of thousands of millions of people, if I can may say, because I don't know the number, but including China to Mongol, to the Nepal, to the Bhutan, Tibet, and even in America, everywhere in Europe, conscientious of reduced consumption of killing animals and eating other animals. More land towards the plants, vegetables, vegetarians. He already worked on that, very successful, and he never gave up. He's still working on it. Everywhere. And every audience, he will issue of how important that we should save the earth and eat more vegetables. So, he's been a guru to all beings. For practitioners, a genuine practitioners, you have to have a guru. Because if you don't have a guru, then you are the guru, you are the student, you may not know what you're doing. That's maybe reason I have a handful of people. They think that I'm a guru. So, it's a teacher. I think I can learn something. At least if I don't learn anything from him, it's lots of fun around him. So you may be one of that choosing. So anyway, it's a guru to all beings and a role model for all bodhisattvas. He will restore it and he will lead all the other great lamas. Take example for him. He leads a being to the city of Nirvana. If he could not lead the being's liberation, then we have major problem, because who can lead us Nirvana? So here I'm saying he leads a being to Karmapa, leads a being city of Nirvana, like a parent care for his children. His love and affection, that how he reach all sentient beings, everyone is he wills as his own child. And you're in it. The quality of the Karmapa's body, speech, and mind are inconceivable. Even I try to explain few words, it's never enough. Nevertheless, you heard few words is better than you never heard anything. Inconceivable and beyond my concept means I have a concept, I have an idea. May not be perfect, may not be a big, but that's all what you get. This is a homework for you if you are interested in activities of the Karmapa. So, homework for you. And you are his mandala. You are in his mandala. So we have work to do here. And it's not small work. It's a little bit big work. Well, big work, small work, it's also relative term. You can just spend millions of dollars for the project here, KTC monastery, you can still say, I just help them little money. So for you can just say little money. But some people say, no, you help mucho, grande. So it's also how we put into it. So the boil down here, when I said the homework for you, if you're interested in activities of Karmapa, if you're interested in Karmapa's activities, you're in the right place. I want you to walk side by side with me and talk side by side with me. Together, every penny, together, every activity we do, we put together and we can do it. And so you're in the right place and you're in the right connection. And obviously without some connection, you wouldn't be here. And my understanding is that nobody forced you brought here. And I believe you came here with voluntarily. You feel like I need to go. I like to go there because of love. So I want to go there. So you came here. And by all means, the police didn't force you brought here so far. So that means you're voluntarily. Therefore, you have a connection with the Karmapa. If you have a connection with the Lama D. Dorje, that very famous Lama. Then you have a connection with the Karmapa. So we're going to recite Karmapa Chaino together. And during that time, I want you to make a strong connection with the Karmapa. Karmapa is Bodhisattva. And one who do, or Karmapa is activities of all Buddhist Bodhisattvas. And you are part of the Karmapa's mandala, and inside the mandala. So we recite Karmapa Chaino. Each one of you make connection with the Karmapa, and I want you to all say, I'm in it, I'm enjoying it. I'm in it means I'm under your umbrella. I want to be a better person and a better practitioner and a better meditator for the benefit of my own problems, purification, but also benefit for others, what they call near, dear ones. See, the most problem or good things, bad things we do is with our near and dear ones. By the name of near and dear ones, when they think of you, they go like this, not so good. When they talk about you, think about you, they go like this. That means you're doing something right. But that's how I look. Let's meditate.